Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tech Talk. This is a podcast about general technology news. We give you the articles, and we give you our opinions about it. Today, we have a guest with us, Phil Hosu. We hope to implement him into the regular cast, if that's what you could call it.
Yeah, look him up. He's Netpork on YouTube, and he makes awesome videos. So, yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so...
You're trying to be more creepy than me. That's not cool, man. That's not cool. You're...
Yeah.
I am the creepy Italian. You're just
quite not. I am the best pork on the net.
Okay.
Okay then.
Okay.
How about just so you guys all know, our podcast has now been submitted to iTunes. After they review our possibly explicit content. eventually post it. We will put a link in the description. You can go ahead and subscribe to us and have all of our podcasts.
Download us straight to your iPhones and iPods.
For your listening pleasure.
With
iPads.
Oh, don't forget those either.
Yes, especially the iPads.
I'm not sure how many people have those, but you know.
Actually, lots, but I don't have one.
Yeah, so first of all, now that, yes, I got it all set up.
And my phone rings.
And, yeah, so also for the time being, we can only have like 12 episodes up at one time considering the limited file hosting space, but it will be always the 12 most recent, so, yeah.
We apologize sincerely for that, and we will eventually fix that at some later date when we have money.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know who wants to get started with what they have done this week.
I think Phil.
Alright, me. Well, I haven't made a video yet this week, and I think my viewers are getting angry at me. But I made the tennis team in school, so yay.
Phil.
Gaming-wise, I haven't really done anything. I played, like, 2 matches of BF3, that's all.
Yeah.
So, I currently... there are no games that are new that really interest me, like, anything more than BF3. Because I just can't really find anything new that I like. Yes. But, I'll find something eventually.
Eventually, after a very long time searching...
Yeah, now that you point that out, it doesn't seem like there are any, well, maybe besides Assassin's Creed 3, that not really any huge games coming out this year that really interest me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like Battlefield 3, but that's already come out. And...
Yeah, so, I don't think there have been that many good game releases this year.
Yeah.
This anyway, is kind of how a, about you kind all? Of a sad year.
I guess I should, or can, go next. So, yeah, this week, I don't know, I was working a lot on getting that whole podcast, like, on iTunes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was too lazy to.
Yeah, so I did all the work, as usual.
Again.
Everybody,
you should just give Aaron a round of applause right now for putting our the podcast up, editing the podcast, making the logo, and generally making the podcast awesome. Everybody, just give Aaron a round of applause, pat on the back, I do the music.
Okay.
Okay,
the music,
then.
And I am the personality, and that's about it. I do the music.
And I am the special guest, so you're welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, give Philip Hosu a round of applause. He finally was online and was able to do it.
Yeah.
Yay,
Phil!
And now I'm killing people in BF3. Yay!
Go
magical.
Self, because I don't have BF3.
I do.
I hate you.
But, yeah, so that, and I've been playing Sins of Solar Empire a lot. That game's awesome. And I got this new mod for it that makes all the textures high res, so it looks nice.
Nice. My voice just did not crack there. Okay, what games have I played?
Oh, down with ringing phone.
I'm trying to
look.
Sure.
toll-free call. Look, I
that happened to us like 2 minutes ago.
Why don't you just pick up the phone, press OK, and say, "Hello, you've reached Jake's Pizza."
Or just toss it out the window.
What can we do for you?
My general strategy is just to pick it up and then hang it up again about a second later, because it's not like it's actually going to be anybody on the other line.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is, and that's really fun to mess with them. Okay.
Did you lose your train of thought?
No. I just thought that I would. Okay. I really wasn't honestly going anywhere with that. Actually, I was, but I did play a little bit of Minecraft, and I realized Minecraft is boring. So that was about it.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I used to like it a lot, but now.
For the people who've been playing it for a long time, it really gets boring after a while. But it's still fun for newcomers.
Yeah.
To learn.
I mean, Minecraft is an awesome game for making videos and creating stuff in like creative mode, and survival mode is fun. But multiplayer is just, and I haven't really been able to get my server up, and that's mainly why I haven't been playing much.
Yeah. I think I'd be more willing to play if I could run some of those really like awesome mods, like the shaders mod and the water, or like what's it called, like the water shader mod and that lighting mod that puts in the realistic lighting. That is absolutely gorgeous.
Those look pretty cool. I have tried them out myself, but they look nice, but then after all, you're like, okay, it's just
so
looking nice.
Beautiful.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Let's go into the first article. Phil, why don't you take this one?
Nah, I'll take it.
No.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what it's about.
I'm going to skip this first article and go on to the second one.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what the first one is.
No. Okay, I'll take the first one here.
Okay, fine.
Go for it.
No, you go ahead and take the second one. I don't actually know what the first one is.
Okay, so this article is about how iOS game developers are excited about the new potential of the iPad 3 and stuff, because it obviously is far superior to the iPad 2 and, well, every other Apple device. Potentially even more superior than the MacBook, simply because I hate MacBooks, and they end up, you know, not working quite right, in my opinion. So, anyways, this basically talks about how the higher resolution and new graphics chip could very much extend the limits of iOS gaming as we know it. So, like, at this time, there are a lot of really awesome-looking games on the newer iOS devices, but all the same, I mean, they'll never really live up to, you know, PC or console gaming, simply because, you know, they are mobile devices. But with the new limits they have, they could make some really amazing looking things on a mobile platform. So, yeah. Anyone else have anything to say about that?
I don't think so.
You're not at all excited.
Wait.
Let me just take a look at it and see what. Oh, well, I mean, they. I haven't yet found.
I would be extremely excited, but I mean, I don't know how far it's gonna go. I guess that's my big thing.
Okay. So
the HD iPad screen should look cool though, because it's very high def and stuff. But
yeah, like a Retina display, but a large one.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited just because I want to see what they do for the next Galaxy on Fire game, because the first two were awesome, and now if they actually end up taking advantage of what they have available, they could make some really cool stuff. So, yeah. The next
I've never
article.
Really played any good iPad games, except for, like, Fruit Ninja. That's a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like all the bigger games, like, I don't, like, know anyone who really gets into them as much as I do, to be truthful. Like, I think it was, I had, like, 14 hours on Galaxy on Fire 2, which doesn't seem that much in the grand scheme of things, but, I mean, for an iOS game, it's kind of a lot.
Yes.
So, on to the next one.
Who else is playing Audio Surf?
What is that?
I love this game.
I've played Audio Surf.
What's Audio Surf?
You enter in a song, and then it, like, makes a custom track for that song, and you're, like, racing down the track. It's pretty snazzy.
And if you fill up a bar full of things, then you're... I don't know what I was going with that one, but I'm currently playing it right now, and I've...
But you're currently playing it right now and having fun.
Yes. I'm listening to some Bon Jovi.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Sounds like a great time.
It is. And I'm losing a lot of points because I keep filling up my bar. That's annoying.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I've never really played that game more than about twice.
It's a good game, though.
Yeah. All right.
I could play this thing for hours. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That is kind of... Well, I mean, I have to say, I think I like Beat Hazard better.
How do you know?
What is?
You haven't even played this game.
I don't know, it just sounds more fun in my opinion.
What's Beat Hazard?
Oh, Beat Hazard Ultra. Did you... Wait, Liam, or have you told him about it at any time?
No.
Of course not.
I'm playing a good game myself, too. With amazing music. I'm playing Waves. It's an indie game.
I like how we're all just playing games and not focusing on the actual podcast.
Like, I would buy the soundtrack for this game if I knew what it was.
Oh, goodness.
Phil, it's up to you.
What is?
It's up to you to take our podcast and go ahead and be a good person.
I'm playing a game as well.
What are you playing?
I'm playing BF3. My forever one game.
Okay, sorry, people. I guess we're just not gonna have a podcast.
Well, I took an article, and...
Alright, let's see.
Liam, I think it's your turn.
No, I believe it's...
I'm trying to figure out where the next article is. Let's see. Chrome coming to Windows 8, Metro 2, Opera looking into it.
Oh, so they're gonna have does that mean something along the lines of, they're gonna have, like, a 8 exclusive, like, especially, I don't know, made version for 8, or?
I think...
It appears so. It looks like, I just hope they don't put Internet Explorer, but I know that they will anyway. Touch-friendly, blah, blah, blah. Opera is a good browser, but whenever I try to use it, it corrupts itself on my computer, and then it doesn't work.
So it's not a good browser.
So, I like how it looks, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I've never really tried Opera. I've heard some good things about it, but never really looked into it. I'm pleased with Chrome.
Oh yes, Chrome is... I hate Internet Explorer, and then I just randomly click on it, and I'm like, no! Why? Now I have to wait 10 minutes for it to load and say, oh, do you want to disable this taskbar and this taskbar to make it faster? No.
Yeah, I know. Seriously,
I don't want
it's
you to
so
even
dangling.
Run. And it's like, do you want me to save your password? I didn't even log into anything. Put your password from last time. No. Do not want.
Yeah, I think the most annoying thing for me... two most annoying things for Internet Explorer, are the taskbars that cover half of your page and the
left. Yes, that is so obnoxious.
So, yeah, that's my That's my main problem with that browser.
Yeah, I just... It's, I can't believe people use it, and they're like, oh yeah, it's so good. I'm like, no, you just think it's good because you haven't tried anything else.
Yeah.
People who use those generally are no good at using computers.
Yeah, because they don't realize that there's other ways.
Like our school.
I actually put Chrome on my computer that I use every day. Chrome.
I know, I do too.
Yeah, I have Chrome Portable. I've also figured out a couple of other things on the school computers, which have been quite useful. And I'm on the way to remotely turning off any computer in the school.
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
However, I've had a couple of bumps in the way. However, it's fine. But those games on the school computers, I know who put them on there.
Who?
It's one of my friends.
I don't think we need to know all of that information.
I know, I put up the powder toy, so.
Anyway, back to the articles. Let's see, okay, so I did one, more or less.
Liam, go.
Liam, your turn.
You must go. I know
So we were back, we did Chrome looking into Windows 8, okay. Apple launched this new iPad, apparently. It has 1080p, Blu-ray, and iTunes, apparently, is now... I don't know what that meant, but it has Blu-ray, I guess, I think. It has a nice Retina display, and... this is the third generation. It's presently, it's been covered a lot, and they've compared the iTunes 1080p movies to Blu-ray, and I guess this is basically pointing out all the stuff that the iPad has had, which is 1080p video. It has Adobe. Apparently has Adobe?
Yeah, like PDF readers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
it's not
it
Flash.
It has a lot of lithium ions, apparently, for its its battery.
Whatever that means.
Yep, and they have AT&T, I think, 3G or 4G again. That's a very boring, very boring article. I'll go ahead and take this next one because
Wait. I have something to say about the new iPad really quickly. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to trade in iPad 2 for iPad 3. I don't really think it's worth it yet.
I don't really think getting. Wait, you have an iPad 2?
My family shares one.
Why don't you just pretend that you're trading in your iPad 2 and you encourage your dad to do it, but then you actually keep your iPad 2 and your dad really pays for an iPad 3, so your family has an iPad 3, but you have an iPad 2.
I'm not sure that would really work out, because... You know, he bought the iPad, too, so...
So?
He would notice if it was gone. But anyway. So, my point in saying whatever I said was that I'm not sure that that's, like, enough of an advance that I'm going to trade in the old one. I'm just waiting for them to get Flash. I want them to get Flash on there.
Yeah, if you jailbreak it, you can get Flash. But, I mean, obviously, people won't... are kind of against that simply because, you know, it's not official.
It's not legit. People use legit way too much.
Which I don't know why people care. Yeah. But, I mean, it just... I think Apple's doing it simply just because they want to, you know, maintain a foothold on their technology. So... Yeah.
Which I don't blame too much, actually.
Yeah.
I don't really have too much of a problem with.
Although Android, I mean, does fantastically without even worrying about that kind of stuff, so I don't know why they're flipping out so much about it.
quite. Anyway, what's the next one?
Yeah, who's gonna get that one? Should I get it?
This is a great guitar solo here.
Oh.
I'll take that as a yes.
I'll take it.
Okay, I'm gonna say best guess.
Just got a tab out of Beat Hazard. Oh yes, this one. I added this to the doc, so I actually know what it is. So so this is about how Google sort of keeps their server locations secret. First of all, like apparently they have like special setups that are optimized to run the sites that Google hosts. So they don't want other companies to find out about it and, you know, copy their ideas. So basically what they do is, first of all, they don't, like, let anyone outside of the company know where the servers are actually kept. And they're actually, in order to prevent people from sort of spying on them, if they do somehow manage to find out where they are, they literally keep the servers in the dark. Like, no lights.
Whoa.
Yeah, so the people who work on the servers literally are sent into the big, you know, massive facilities with all the servers, sort of like miners with flashlights on their helmets, because the entire facility is dark.
Oh my.
So yeah, that's kind of awesome. I mean, I can understand why they want to keep it secret. I mean, if you have some sort of secret that gives you a huge advantage over the competition, I mean, you'd probably want to, you know, make sure no one else finds out about it.
Hey, Phil, do you have an out-of-user account?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think anyone have anything to say about that?
Was there...
I support this.
Yes, quite. I like Google. Google is good.
Yes, it is.
I don't care if they... Wait, how do you open Beat Hazard Ultra in windowed mode?
Oh, you have to go to the settings page and then turn it down to, like you go to settings and then the resolution settings. There's, and then you have to choose the resolution you want it to display at. And if that resolution is lower than your monitor, it will leave full screen.
Fancy.
So, yeah.
Yes, I support anything Google decides to do, because...
Yeah, I know. They fought against SOPA, too, which was awesome, in my opinion.
Quite. Alright. Oh, yes, I am poning the Mexican people on their 24/7 Team Deathmatch server.
So I'll go ahead and take this one, then. Apparently, Apple is sacrificing recyclability to make thinner iPads. So they're generally making thinner iPads at the cost of the environment.
Oh no.
People who don't care about the environment, rejoice.
Yeah.
Who the heck that is, but...
Yeah, I mean, of course, I wouldn't know anyone like that. Except...
I wouldn't. I would have no idea, you know, anybody who would say that other than, you know, Liam.
Other than, you know, Liam.
Oh, goodness.
What, I mean, I thought...
That is awful to say.
Well, you know, iPads are hottest things on the market or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Pretty close to there. So.
Apple really has it good.
Apple needs to, I'm not sure what's going to take them down. I haven't yet decided, because Android needs a boost if they want to have any hope in taking Apple down.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Yes. Oh, goodness. I am beating everybody on the Mexican server by 200 points.
Yeah, that's because they're Mexican.
Hey, whoa.
Don't unnecessary.
That's what gets the podcast taken off of iTunes. Racism. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't think it does.
Oh, all right.
Time for more racist jokes.
No. I think you should actually get the next article. It's punishment.
No, I already took this article. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. I was trying to beat Hazard Ultra on hard, and it, I mean, easy, normal, that's what I meant. And this is really, really hard. Oh my gosh, crap.
But it is fun. You have that to admit.
Yes, undeniable.
Yeah.
And I just slammed myself into a ship for no reason. Oh no, die, just die, die all of you.
So, for those of you who don't know what Beat Hazard Ultra is, it is a game that takes all of your... Like, you can take anything from your music library, and it will turn it into a level in a twin-stick shooter. So, it's cool.
Oh my. That sounds pretty snazzy.
It's actually really awesome. They have it on iOS, and they also have it on PC. Obviously, we are playing it on PC right now.
Very
sexy. So yeah, basically, and then there's also like crazy visual effects that go along with it. It's a really good looking game. But yeah. So whoever, if you guys don't take the next article, then I guess I just will have to. I'm assuming that I'm just gonna have to go and do that.
Wait, how do you activate super bombs? Oh, that's how.
How do you activate the super bombs? Oh, my goodness.
So, what were you saying?
No, I just almost killed myself, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
Alright. Come on, man. You're successful.
So, for this, this is our last
article. Night!
Okay. So, for this last article.
Okay. Oh, crap! No!
For this,
this song is really hard. No!
Does anyone want to hear this last article? Or...
I hate you, DJ.
Sure.
Okay, so for this last article, it came from a statement from Microsoft that the new Xbox, whatever it may be called, I'm not going to.
It's not coming out for a bit.
It's unlikely, yeah, it's unlikely before next year, so the rumors were kind of...
Ah, no, don't kill me!
So, I don't know if you guys are... I personally am not too interested in it. I think it would be cool to have one, simply because, you know, it's a new console and everything, but other than that, I'm not tearing my hair out.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! I want to cry. This is so hard.
Dude, I think you should just, you know, get over it and upload a Let's Play later. We can scream all you want.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Oh, crap. Dude, yeah, never see, play. Never
this,
play. Lola is lost.
This would be a good time to make a...
Oh, crap.
Good game to make a video on, Liam.
Oh, yes,
you
it would.
You could take advantage of this and make, like, a fail or age quit sort of video.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of cool. So, Liam, get on it. Do some work for a change.
Oh, crap!
It's time to do some work.
You know, I could, but, I'm...
Alright, he won't.
He's not gonna do it. I'll probably make a Let's Play of it.
I might...
And I'll be able to hold myself together.
I might actually do it just for fun sometime.
You should.
I should, but you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna get too lazy and I'm not gonna do it, but I hope to do it. Oh my gosh. This is such a... Oh crap.
I think this is the part where we all start talking about our channels and, yeah. I'll put links in the description and in the show notes.
Yes, we're awesome
great.
Like that.
Wonderful.
Oh, don't kill me, you beams of light! And
I just realized I'm out of super bombs, so I'm, like, gonna die here.
I just need a super bomb needlessly.
Oh, here's a super bomb. Awesome. And here comes a boss. So, anything you want to say, anything you want to mention before the show ends, Phil?
I'm gonna have to use that. That's just Yeah.
Probably, yay.
Let him talk, Liam.
I just leveled up in BF3, so now I'm a colonel. Magical. That's all.
Okay. Not you don't even want to talk about your channel.
Oh, okay. I haven't made a video for a while, but I am planning on it. Today I'm going to make a video. And I make videos of all kinds. Except generally all the new ones have to do with BF3, but I'm gonna try to get over that phase.
It is a good game. I'm not gonna deny that.
Yeah. It's a good game and quite addicting.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, that is all.
Okay, so if any of you want to see more... Jeez, Liam. If you guys want to see more of our content, just head over to our YouTube channel. I'll link that in the description, or if you're on... I'll just link it in the show notes. If you're listening on iTunes, and if you're listening on... YouTube, then I think you can pretty easily figure out how to get to our channel. So, yeah, I think that wraps it up. Oh, yes, and the song that has been playing in the background, or is playing in the background right at this very moment, is the outro song that the creepy Italian, Liam, our good friend here, did some work for once and made a song.
Oh.
Would you care to share on that, Liam?
The song that I made?
Yes.
Yes, the song that you made. That's playing in the background.
Yes.
That song.
What was your inspiration?
My inspiration was my school teacher telling me to make a project.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay. It's a good song, so yeah, I think you did a good job.
Quite.
So I think that wraps it up. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I guess we will see you guys or talk to you guys all next time.
That was a really, really, really intense game.
Okay.
Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye.
So intense.